The shiur this morning is Le'ilu Nishmas of Yaakov Aryeh ben Abnoach, Jacob Mosak, whose shloshim was just this past week. He was a very prominent frum member of the Forest Hills community, but also a prominent member of the United Nations hierarchy for many, many, many years. And, of course, Yossi's grandfather. I wanted to touch upon an issue which is very, very relevant. I was reviewing it again recently because of some questions that I was asked. That Moshe in Chelek Yeredeya, Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Vav, Tshuva that goes back to 1957, was asked about blood spots and eggs. And if Moshe says the eggs that we have today generally are not from fertilized, are not from fertilization of roosters and chickens together. Rather, the halacha refers to a safna me'ara, that they were produced by a hen without the intervention of a rooster. They can't hatch into chicks. They're just eggs that are for eating. So says of Moshe, Memela, he said, because they can't ever become chicks, they can't ever hatch into little chickens, so the blood spot, therefore, does not aser the entire egg. Rather, all you have to do with such eggs, if you find a blood spot, is to throw out that spot of blood itself. In other words, the problem with blood spots in general is that it's indication that the egg has started to form into a little chick, and that's why it's aser to eat. But these eggs that are not fertilized nowadays will never ever hatch into chicks. So even though we don't eat the blood spot itself, but it doesn't aser the entire egg if you find the blood spot, all you have to do is throw out the blood itself and the rest of the egg is permissible. And Moshe then says, he says, yesterday I spoke to a farmer, raises eggs, and this farmer told me that some farmers actually deal with both fertilized eggs and non-fertilized eggs, eggs that can be ultimately will be turned into chicks, hatched into chicks, and eggs that are just for eating and will be sold, and that are not fertilized will never hatch into chicks. So Moshe says, nevertheless, meaning an egg that is laid because of a rooster and hen combination, as opposed to an egg that's just from a hen itself without any rooster involvement. Okay, that's not a question for me. That you have to... Just discover on your own. Speak to the farmer here in the shuva, right. Ask the farmer. Okay, so the Moshe then says as follows. He says, nevertheless, since the eggs that you purchase in the store, the vast majority of them are the ones that will never, ever hatch into chicks. They're not fertilized, not from fertilization. Therefore, we can assume, says Moshe, that a stam egg that you buy in this country is from that majority of eggs on the market that are not from fertilization from roosters. They'll never hatch into chicks, and therefore only the blood spot itself is also not the entire egg. However, Moshe says, even though Me'ikar, as in that's correct, he says, since Lamaisa, says of Moshe, in a vast majority of people, one egg is not really in any shape or form a hefted, a financial, significant financial consideration. No, how much does a dozen eggs cost? It costs...
On sale, 99
cents. $2, a dozen eggs. So mathematicians can calculate, what, if a dozen eggs is $2, so one egg is what?
36. Sorry, what's the number?
A dozen eggs is $2, so one egg costs...
16 and a half cents. 16 and a half cents.
What?
16 and a half cents.
15 cents. So 15 cents, 15 cents is so insignificant, says Moshe, that... Memela, he says, we do find also that by blood and eggs, we're machmir, even though the issur of blood and eggs is an issur drabanan, but we do find in halacha numerous chumras imposed on the halacha when it comes to blood and eggs. Now, Me'ikar HaDin tends to be the blood spot is found, on the yellow, not on the yellow, where is it in the egg, but we, Lamaisa, we impose chumras nonetheless to ask the entire egg when it comes to halachas of blood spots and eggs. Therefore, even in this case as well, with most of the eggs on the market are not fertilized and are not going to hatch into chicks, the Moshe says, especially since the eggs are so minimal in terms of cost, the Moshe writes, min haroi lahachmir, one should be machmir, I guess, to throw out the entire egg, even though it's not medina. So medina on these eggs, you can just throw out the blood spot itself. The rest of the egg is mutter. But Lamai Sister Moshe, just an egg, 15 cents worth, throw the whole thing out. What's the big deal?
Hold on.
She says that Moshe's follow. She says, he says, again, Medina, we have no right to ask for the entire egg. But Mikom Makom Yesh L'Hachmer. Now, however, says that Moshe, L'inyan Tarovet. Let's say the egg already got mixed into another egg. As you hatch a couple of eggs, you hatch in a couple of eggs, and you see that, oh, one of the eggs had a blood spot. So Moshe says, even if it's just two eggs that are mixed together, and one of them had a blood spot, it's not rove, two eggs mixed together, one had a blood spot. And let's say you made an omelet with these two eggs, and then you realize there's a blood spot, you forgot there's a blood spot on one of them. He says, even if you know for sure, says Reb Moshe, that the one that had the blood spot in it was the larger of the two eggs. So you have a blood spot, throw the egg out. But for whatever reason, you forgot to mix up confusion, you mixed only two eggs together, one had a blood spot. Even if the larger of the two eggs had the blood spot in it, Reb Moshe says, in that situation, there's no reason to be machmer and to ask for the omelet, even labale nefesh. In other words, as long as you don't know for sure that the blood spot was in an egg that would ultimately have the potential to hatch in a chick, the stamen egg you buy in the store, which we can assume today is from an unfertilized egg, since ikar adin, only the blood spot you have to throw out, but the rest of the egg is mutter, so even though l'chatchila Moshe says in general, throw the whole egg out because 15 cents, big deal. But with the evidence that blood spot egg was already mixed in with even just one other egg, and even if it was already cooked in your frying pan and made into an omelet, and even if you know that the egg that was the bigger of the two had the blood spot in it, so you might argue, well, rove of the tarobis then should have been thrown out, and the whole thing should be also. Bottom line says that Moshe, once the egg was mixed in with one other egg, even if it's already cooked, even if you know the blood spot was in the bigger egg, as long as you can assume that this is an egg that wasn't going to hatch into a chick, the omelet is mutter. Even the pot it was cooked in, says that Moshe as well, ein lahach melas, you don't have to asher it, you don't have to kasher it. Now, Moshe and later Tshuva, in Or Chaim Chela Gimel, does write that he himself personally is machmir, that if, let's say, a couple of eggs were cooked in a pan, and one of them had a blood spot, he would wait before using that pan again, 24 hours.
What's wrong with the pan?
Well, if you had donos cooked in the pot, so in theory, you could ask in the pot. So if Moshe does write in Or Chaim Chela Gimel, that he himself personally is machmir under such circumstances, to not use the pot for 24 hours afterwards. But in this tshuva, he doesn't make reference to that. And he says that even bali nefesh don't have to be machmir to ask for the kli or to ask for the eggs. Apparently that chumr was a personal chumr to compile himself, to wait 24 hours before using that kli again. And therefore he is making here in this tshuva. He then does say, however, that if the blood spot that you found was on the kesher of the chelbon and also on the chelmon. Now, in the halachas of blood spots and eggs, there is greater stringency to a scenario in which the dam is on the kesher hachelbon. The kesher hachelbon means literally the knot of the white part. The knot of the white part means the end of the egg. It's machlokas whether it's the top of the egg or the bottom of the egg, but it's assumed to be the spot from where the chick starts to form. So a blood spot found on that spot of the egg where the chick starts to form, that's more chumr. Because again, the whole issue of the blood spot on the egg is because it's indication of the formation of the chick has started. So if it's on that spot, which is called the kesher hachelbon, machlok is supposed to be if it's the top of the egg, the narrow tip of the egg, or the bottom tip of the egg, but it's on that kesher hachelbon. It's not on the white. It starts on that white. It's not on the yellow. It's on the white part, either on the top tip or the bottom tip of the white part. And it's also spread to the yellow part. Okay, so in that scenario, that's a real indication that, oh, the formation of the chick started to spread. So Moshe says, if in this case where I have my unfertilized egg, and I find the blood spot on those areas of the egg, the kesher achelbon, again, the tip of the egg, either top tip or bottom tip, tip of the white part, and starts to spread to the yellow part as well, that's where the blood spot is found, on both the yellow and on the tip, either top or bottom of the white part. So if it were then an egg that was going to hatch into a chick, it would be usul l'kuli alma. That would be a real bad blood spot find. So then, ulai maybe yesh l'hachmer af bistam beitzim dimdina nesenu. If you find the blood spot in your egg, both on the yellow, where it has spread from the tip of the white, either top tip or bottom tip, where had this been an egg that was fertilized, it would be a real bad find, where it would be usul l'kuli alma. So therefore, maybe even now with our eggs, it should be machmer also. Ula yesh lahachmer af bestam beitim din yaseinu. So, if Moshe therefore says, maybe in that case, we would have to be machmer even with regard to a tarobus of eggs, or to the pot that egg was cooked in. But again, that's only if the blood spot is found both on that tip of the white and spread onto the yellow. But stop one little blood spot on one part of the egg, not in those two locations, Rav Moshe holds that you have makam lahakel if it was already mixed in with other eggs already cooked. But again, if it was just one egg with a blood spot in it, then he would lechatchila be machmir throughout the entire egg.